This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the Surprise Stadium press box, where up on the beer count wall, we have a tally of six cold beers. These are the 25-ouncers, too. We're having grande days here in the G-Bag Nation spring training, and baseball is very much in the air. Even though the Rangers aren't playing, it's great to soak in the vibes. Royals and A's entertaining us to a matinee. Rangers are cross town. Their offense has gone silent, but after putting up 9 runs in the first inning, they lead 9-0 against the White Sox. And John Gray was unhittable, by the way, in his 2 innings of work, Chief.
Love to hear that. Love to see Jock Peterson getting going with the oppo dong.
Three run.
That's really, really awesome. And it reminded me, and I know it's just spring training, and you take everything with a grain of salt, but I'll never forget the feeling of watching the World Series champion Rangers all year long, where you're just on the edge of your seat waiting for the eruption.
Yes.
And it could happen at any moment, and that was something that obviously went away last year. They've reinvested in the lineup, and hopefully the pop is back, and then it becomes contagious for everybody, and then all of a sudden, boom, you play drive. They had a 9-run first inning. Are you freaking kidding me? That's exactly like... That's the type of stuff I want to see right now, because it's all about can this offense, outside of the health of course, the pitching staff, can this offense really get going? And I'll never forget watching that 2023 team, and at any moment, boom, there's an inning where it's 4 or 5 runs, and they just start rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you don't just walk into spring training and put up a 9 spot in the first inning of one of your first games without it meaning something.
Amen.
I would believe so.
And I was thinking about we might have to do the tank.
Yeah, I know. You're going full on Baskey. I was being team negative over here.
No, I was thinking Dawson was going to go with me, but he's talking about positivity of a 9-run just walking to camp and
game's
9
run
this
thing.
Right now's the time for hopium and positivity.
Yes.
It's spring training for everybody,
hey,
and hope is in the air in 30 different cities right now.
You know what gave me hope, and I don't know if we can put this out there yet.
Okay.
You know what gave me hope today, Chief?
Reckless broadcasting. Go ahead.
What?
No?
All right. What is my?
Oh, I know what you were going to say. You can go ahead and say
it. Can I say it?
Say it with your mouth. Because I feel like we teed it up, and it was beautiful execution on our part.
All right. What gave me hopium today? I saw a picture with Chief on the couch in the clubhouse.
Ooh. Yep. So we're in there. We walked
last
right
time.
In.
We did it.
Right
last
in.
Time that happened, championship.
So I was talking to Joe Barlow, kissing Kate's brother. And we'll hear from some maybe his
cousin.
Son. I don't know. There,
oh
it,
my
it could be
gosh!
He's
get
got a large
it straight
family.
Over
he's
there.
Got a large family. I think it was brother.
It's a nephew,
maybe a second twice removed. 440. We'll talk
to him.
So
embarrassing.
But I said, look, here's the deal. You're sitting on the couch. Do you mind if my guy here just sits next to you for a second? Why? Because in 2023, sat next to Nathaniel Lowe, we won a World Series. Last year, he was too scared. He didn't sit on the couch. We didn't win a World Series. We need to win one again.
Ooh.
Joe said, you sit your ass down. We took a picture. I've got the proof. The evidence will come out later this week, okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
But he did it.
That gave me hope.
2025 World
that gave
Series
me
Champions,
hope.
Texas Rangers.
I would like to correct. Last year, you know, we tried. We efforted.
No, there was no effort.
But there was a
I don't think you really tried. There was a lot of pushback.
Well, because it was like a topic. It was like a thing. As soon as I walked in, it was like, oh, there's the couch guy. Can't sit on the couch. They had armed security, the whole nine. Yeah. This year, a little bit more lax. They understand what not having me sit on the couch can do for a season. It can absolutely send it down into the depths of the sport that you don't want to go. And so now they were a little bit more open to the idea. Barlow was very, very excited about it. And credit to Walchuk for capitalizing on the moment. It was pretty much as soon as we walk in, we see Joe. He's got a newfound beard that has grown like crazy. Hair. He's got like the John Gray Jesus thing going a little bit. He was sitting up just hanging out. And Walchuk was like, hey, let's capitalize on this right now. We did it. We got it done. And there it is. That's what we needed. A couple of clubhouse violations to get this team back on the right track.
Over with PR.
I was kind of feeling like, though, that maybe during the parade, they should have had you in the back of one of those trucks sitting on a couch.
Okay, I'm glad you said it, because thought it.
You should have been. Like, you were a key cog.
Shut up, Ryan.
In this thing. Have you noticed these beer cans match my outfit today?
Yeah, the Michelob. We got to take that.
What do you
think
about that, Dawson?
You look like a proper spring training attendee, Brian.
Thanks, appreciate you.
I love it.
Oh wait, like an old dude. Like I see what you're doing over there.
Attendee.
I bet half the people in this stadium got on the wrong train last night at the airport.
The average age here would consider Broadus a whippersnapper. I think
I'm young compared to some of these folks.
Well, congrats to the Rangers, man. They're putting on a show across town. Tomorrow they're going to be playing. We talked with Evan Carter earlier, and he did confirm he's going to be playing tomorrow. So we're hearing Kamar Rocker. Dolly's 2-for-3. Can't wait to see. He said he worked on his bat speed a lot in the offseason, and that was big.
How about just be healthy?
Yes, that.
That has to be big.
But I couldn't believe it. Like, last year, his bat speed went from like 73.5 to 72, and apparently that's enough of a drop off to have a major impact. And so he made it a big priority, and is hopefully having the knee healthy. I imagine driving that knee can help you fire through the strike zone and all that. We have biggest storylines going into the combine for the Cowboys. Sean, RJ, Bobby, they're going to be live in Indianapolis.
Jelly.
On Wednesday here on your home of the Cowboys. You have us and you have the KMC Masterpiece. Mike Bassick's final week on The Fan before he goes full-time on television for the Texas Rangers. So we're taking it all in. But, so we have our eye on both places. Plus, I mean, Mavs and Stars. So it's an absolute content goldmine with all these different things that we get to talk about with you guys. And we'd love your feedback at 877-881-1053. What's your biggest storyline for the Cowboys going into the combine? This is from The Athletic. We go to John Mishota. Are you guys with me? He says, number one, what is the plan for improving the offensive line? I think this has got to be a huge thing, that one way or another, going into next year, on paper, you need a better offensive line. You can't just run out what you have. What do you think?
I mean, obviously, there's a glaring hole now with Martin out. How do you go about replacing that? But I do think that it's fair to be optimistic that every single one of your offensive linemen are going to improve in some way. There's going to be some growth, I think, with Clayton Adams and Connor Riley. Those two guys right there, I think, are going to put a plan in place. And there were some quotes from Stephen Jones today about Clayton Adams and his affinity for Terrence Steele. Mm-hmm. Clayton Adams in Arizona didn't have a bunch of first-round picks, super stud caliber offensive lineman, and he got the most out of them. So I think that, especially from a rushing attack standpoint, these guys are all going to take a positive step forward. And even though I haven't been the biggest Terrence Steele guy, and I thought maybe a post June 1 cut would be something that would be on the table, certainly doesn't sound like that's the case from the Cowboys' perspective. And I think that they're going to put
pin and pull, dude.
I think they're going to put some concepts together.
Sure, yeah.
And the teaching aspect of it all, I think.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clayton Adams has proven that. Connor Riley coming from K-State in college, that's exactly what you're doing. You're teaching your balls off as a coach. And I think, especially for the young guys, Guyton, Beebe, these dudes are going to take a step forward this year.
Yeah, I think the offensive line coach is huge. I don't think Mike Solari, and I said this earlier, was good for Terrence Steele. I didn't think the technique, you could see a regression, you saw it on film for Steele, and a lot of that I put towards the health. Back half of last season, I think the health was back. You started to see the run blocking, the finishing aspect of it. So hopefully Clayton Adams does work out. I think it'll be interesting what happens with Cooper Beebe. Do they draft a guy that they want to compete at center and move Cooper Beebe to right guard to fill Martin's position, where I think is his natural spot and where he can be an all-pro dominant beast, and him next to Terrence Steele does get me a little bit excited.
You sold us on the whole center thing last year.
Well, he sold us.
Draft a guard then. If you're going to do that, just draft a guard.
Hey, that's fine. If you want to draft a guard.
You're telling me
Gray Zabel, if they took Zabel at 44, you wouldn't mind Zabel playing center and kicking Beebe to guard?
Might be able to play guard.
I think Zabel is a guard. In fact, I asked somebody about this. Power run scheme.
Yeah.
Center.
Yeah.
Zone scheme guard.
Okay.
So do you think Clayton Adams more zone or power?
Man, remember we went through all the metrics.
He does a little bit of both.
18%, 18%, 16%.
He does a little bit of both.
That? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a guy that can give you some position flex. If you want a plug and play guy, there's a couple that you could take, like Tyler Booker. That might be rich for you.
Oh, no.
You've got
him or Jackson. I'm absolutely on board with Jackson, guard Ohio State.
But it sounds like you guys want to add a guy, which I like. You
know? Dawson, I don't think they're going to add one.
So, do you think there's a chance that with new coaches, the guys that you have become good, I think this is
where their plan of attack is going to be.
When they drop back to pass, they got probs at right tackle, left tackle, and either guard or center, depending on what happens.
To me, they've got other issues. They're going to
sure.
Right,
and that's the problem is just all the other issues. And you've made investments on the offensive line.
You made investments now in the coaches.
Right.
The coaches. You've got two dudes that like both of them like a run first type of guys. The guy at Adams, and then your line coach Riley from Kansas State. Like they've invested two coaching positions in offensive line coaches.
They did.
You think they're going to go out there and draft a bunch of offense or add an offensive line or two? I don't think it, maybe not early.
You're probably right.
Yeah. They're looking at like, okay. Well,
looking at a broken offense when you go up against a team with multiple edge
rushers.
If they
don't do it early, that means they're confident in Hoffman.
And that scares the F out of me right now.
Yeah, you know, I just feel
six games, five games
for the next 4 years. How many years are you going to spend looking for a left tackle when the guys you have in house can't get the job done?
Well, that's
He's under too much pressure to be good.
That's what they're going to do with Awesome Richards, and you know, Awesome Richards is going to get an opportunity out there. Hmm. We didn't even talk about Thomas Zach, who was here last year.
No, and Nate Thomas could be a guy that competes at guard.
Yeah,
that's a guy who was a tackle at Louisiana. Profiles as a guard, and that's a big, powerful dude. Now, granted, that was a late round pick, but I thought it was a steal where they got him late in the draft last year.
I think they're saying we've invested in the offensive line with coaching, and now we're going to have to go. For years, what they've done, they've drafted top flight offensive linemen, plug and plays. And they've got by with it. I mean, it's worked out for them.
It has worked out.
Yeah.
Because it
you know, this is the
everything.
First time I've really seen them bust on a big one like Guyton.
Yeah. I mean, you fix that offensive line, all of a sudden all the other holes we're talking about seem to kind of ease up as well.
Absolutely. You know, I just want them to be able to execute, and I would not imagine that Dak being less mobile is going to make those situations better. I guess there's a chance it works out great, and that's what I have to hope for, but it seems too risky to me to rely on the guys that were here. And Mishota asks, you know, what is the plan for improving the offensive line? The assumption being is they have to do something, but we'll see. Team surprises me a lot. Mishota asks, why were these coaches picked, and points out that Schottenheimer hasn't worked with any of them? You know, it seems to be, you know, a different kind of process than we're used to for identifying who you want to be your
assistant coaches. I applaud him for this, by the way.
Me too.
You know what? We saw what hiring your friends, and I have nothing against my friends. There's a couple of them I'd actually love to work with, you know, that kind of thing. But it just shows you in coaching, when you hire friends, it doesn't always work out that way. That's what McCarthy did, that first staff. Jim Tom Sula, you know, Mike Nolan, all those dudes he brought from Green Bay that got fired. You know, I applaud him for going out, and maybe he had some help along the way with the college angle that they're taking. Maybe some of these, maybe you got a little idea from Will McClay from the scouts, like, hey, when I go through Oregon, man, this receivers coach, I really like this guy from Kansas State. I really, you know, you get some ideas about how these guys coach, and you see them firsthand, and you know, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, but they sure are. I applaud them for not going out and getting retread dudes and guys that are buddies and friends of the program.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, it just seems like maybe they looked for programs that were having a lot of success. They found one in the NFL in Arizona, one in college at Kansas State, and you know, wanted what they teach, what they specialize in.
Yeah, I was watching, Zach, have you watched James, the running back from Oregon yet?
Yeah, Jordan James is a good player.
Okay, now this is what I'm saying, though. I'm watching that film.
Yeah.
But I'm watching the creativity. They ran a play on the goal line where it was like a motion, and then they ran the ball, but they faked the ball in the play action and then had the receiver on the motion go forward and then come back and then throw him the ball. It's just little creativity plays. You're faking play action. You're having a receiver running like he's running a route. But instead of going up the field, he comes back behind the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. They throw him the ball. Everybody's moved over onto into the run aspect of trying to defend the run, but the guy's wide open on the outside. Sometimes college creativity, you know, Oregon, that kind of thing, you know, a guy comes in, hey, oh, one time at the goal line, we were doing this. And I'm like, okay, now I see why you got a receiver coach from Oregon. Because Oregon does some things creatively with the football. Watching them play against Penn State, there were a lot of things that they were doing. I'm like, man, that would make a lot of sense to do in the NFL. So hopefully they bring a bunch of new ideas with them.
Yeah, that would be exciting. At least it's fun to watch what your OC is going to come up with next while you're struggling. You know, and we'll see. If they could turn this group of offensive linemen into a great running game, dude, I will forever sing their praises, you know, and that would be, I believe, a testament to what great coaching can do for maybe a below average group of performers.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell,
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.